This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. In our church, we have been stepping back into the Old Testament book of Chronicles. 1 and 2 Chronicles were originally one book, and they spend a great deal of time rehearsing the history of Israel during the reigns of David and Solomon. David and Solomon were famous for many things, but the chronicler spends most of his time weaving together the themes of king and temple. We learn a great deal about the preparations and the building of the temple during David and Solomon's time. In fact, the coronation of Solomon in the final 2 chapters of 1 Chronicles is emphatic that Solomon's kingship is inseparable from the exceedingly magnificent house of God that he has been chosen by God to build. As these things point to the King of Kings, we notice the way that Jesus is the fulfillment of the office of King and the temple itself. And we see the way that the identity of Jesus is inseparable from God's great project of redemption. In so many ways, Jesus was tempted to turn back from the cross. The devil tried in the wilderness. Jesus' own mother and step-siblings made known their misgivings. His hometown was filled with skeptics. The leadership of the nation accused and conspired against him. His own disciples tried to persuade him to avoid Calvary. But Jesus set his face like flint and would not be turned back. Yes, the King of Kings completed his work and said from the cross, "It is finished." The temple of his body would be rebuilt in 3 days. Looking to Jesus, the King of Kings, who was chosen and coronated to finish the great work of redemption on our behalf, let us never think that we can separate our identity from the work he has called us to do. At his coronation, David tells his son Solomon that all of the leaders and all the skilled craftsmen and all the people will be holy at his command. Since Jesus is a much greater king than Solomon, offering much greater rewards and an eternal inheritance, shall we not be holy at his command today? The Holy Spirit has been given that our willing hands might be strong enough to do it. So let us not be afraid and let us not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.